Well, now, now we have two heroes, and I thought I could time this so that I could introduce Gawain before dinner, and that's just what we're going to have time for. This is a charming character in Wolfram. He's a delightful character. He's a delightful character wherever he appears, actually. Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, for example. Forthright, lovely person, graceful and sensitive, and with a wonderful, responsiveness to feminine beauty. This story carries him forth on adventure now, and first thing we hear of Gawain is after he starts out, he sees an enormous army with banners coming past, and he asks one of these passing knights, what army is this? Well, he hears there's this young king, Meleagrance, who was brought up by that old knight over there, and that old knight's daughter refused this young king in marriage, so he's now coming with a force to take the castle and take the girl by force. Exactly the same old thing of Clamide again. And here are three armies that he has assembled, of his own and his uncle's and all this, and they're all going against this castle. Well, Gawain has a big adventure ahead for him, too. He's going to be in a battle, and he's trying to save his strength for that. So he doesn't want to get into this mess, but he's terribly curious. So he rides along with them, and he has his tent pitched. You know, these knights ride with squires and equipment. He has his tent pitched right under the castle that's going to be under siege. And in the castle window sits the wife of the old knight and her two daughters. One, the daughter who refused this young king, and the other, her tiny little daughter, 5 years old or so, Obilette. And the mother says, "Who's that handsome-looking knight down there?" Well, the saucy older daughter says, "That's no knight, that's just a merchant." "Oh, but," says the mother, "he has all those shields and all those weapons. Merchants carry things like that sometimes." Well, the little Obilette says, "That's no merchant, that's a knight, that's a beautiful knight, that's a gentlemanly knight, and he's my knight. I love him, and he's my knight, and you can't talk that way about him." Well, what happened was the father went out to talk to Gawain, who was a very famous champion, and told his situation, that here are all this army, these armies coming against me, and would you, you know, go in battle for me? Well, Gawain says, "I just can't. I've got an assignment. I'm saving myself for a very important engagement, and I just can't do that." So the father very unhappily comes back. But as he enters his castle, there's his little daughter, Obilette. And he says, "What are you doing here, dear?" And she says, "I think he'd do it for me." So the father says, "Well..." So he lets his little girl trot out with her little attendant, that is to say, the burgomaster's daughter, another little bit of a thing, and they arrive at Gawain's tent. Gawain stands up to greet the little ladies, and little Obilette says, "I hope you will believe me, this is the first time I've ever addressed a gentleman alone." And she says, "And my nurse has told me that by one's speech, one betrays one's character and upbringing. I hope that mine does stand by me and gives you a good impression." Now she said, "I'll tell you why I've come. I have come because you are I and I am you. And when you are fighting in the field, it will be I am fighting and my strength that supports you." This is a regular knightly thing. So he says, "All right." And he says, "I am your knight." And then you know how the act of fealty was rendered in the Middle Ages. The knight knelt down and put his hands up, and the little lady took the hands in her hands. So she takes Gawain. And then she goes trotting back, says, "Excuse me, I have something to do now." And she goes running back home with the little girl. And why is she in such a hurry? Well, because she has to get a sleeve for this knight to wear on his shield, you see. So the family has, oh, the mother said, "What a lovely man that is." And and they have a very beautiful little dress made for the girl, the most ravishing silk, you know, and then take off one sleeve, and the little other girl carries it out, you know, the little servant girl. Her lady carries it out to Gawain, and he accepts it with thanks and nails it to one of his shields. He rides in battle next day, and of course, a grandiose battle here, and he comes off victorious, and Obilot's little great knight was the victor of the day, and he overthrew the king who had come to claim the sister, and sent him in service to Obilot. So this king finds himself in service to a little five-year-old girl. And then, of course, love takes over, and they do get married, the older sister and this king. But when Gawain comes back, and he's going to go off on adventure now, there's a darling scene. The little girl, he said, he took her, they said, she said, "You may kiss me, you know, and I give you my merci." And he took her in his arms like a little doll and kissed her. And then she wouldn't let go of his hand. She wouldn't let him go. And the family had to detach this little thing from the knight so that he could ride forth. And that was the end of that adventure.
You have been listening to The Grail Legend, the fourth talk in the series entitled Western Quest. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the Joseph Campbell Foundation, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH. That's 1-800-330-MYTH. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.